President Obama signed the legislation on February 8th. It rescinds Coast Guard rules set to go in effect Friday, February 26th. Steve Ramp is a commercial fishing vessel safety examiner with the Coast Guard in Sitka.
Since 2010, Congress and the Coast Guard have been working towards requiring any fishing vessel operating more than 3 miles from shore to have a survival craft, and that survival craft keeps them out of the water.
That's Coast Guard speak for life raft. Under existing rules, only commercial vessels 36 feet or greater in length or carrying four or more people are required to have a so-called buoyant apparatus. Big boats that satisfied the existing requirement with something other than a life raft would have been required to upgrade to a raft by November 1st.
Now those changes are on hold.
Well, why not carry a life raft? It seems like a no-brainer, but Ramp says this equipment is more complicated than you might think.
An inflatable buoyant apparatus is basically a life raft without a roof or a boarding platform, but they are collapsible, inflatable. They come in a case, and you pull the cord, and they inflate, and you climb in. They have to be sent in every year after they're 2 years old to get repacked and inspected and repaired as necessary and put new equipment in for stuff that's expired.
And they're more expensive than you might think.
And on the low end of the cost scale, I think our vendors in town got down around $1,700, that ballpark, to purchase a Valise Pack inflatable buoyant apparatus, which is the kind that's in a soft pack. It's kept inside the boat. It's not mounted on a rack outside. You throw it over the side, pull the cord, inflate it, and climb in when your boat's sinking.
And again, this rule would have applied to any boat working more than 3 miles offshore, even a hand troller in an 18-foot Boston Whaler fishing off Cape Edgecombe on a bluebird day. Sitka Marine Supply Store Murray Pacific has sold 8 life rafts to fishermen planning to comply with the now rescinded law. Store manager Linda Board says she's happy to take them back for refunds. These 8 rafts, plus 12 more in stock, including both the Valise Pack and the Hard Pack rafts, will be returned to the wholesaler and ultimately to the manufacturer, Survival Tech. Board says she'll pay a 25% restocking fee. But Board also understands if some buyers want to keep the rafts. I really want these guys to live, she says. Steve Ramp with the Coast Guard agrees. He calls buying rafts a considerable expense, but also a considerable improvement in safety. 4 years ago, the vessel Caitlin Ray flooded in rough seas off the Cape. The skipper, Mac Huffman, made it into a survival suit and found his way ashore. The deckhand, 19-year-old Ryan Harris, only had time to climb into a blue fish tote, in which he drifted for the next 24 hours.
That blue tote was an out-of-water survival craft, which the Coast Guard wants to require for all boats outside 3 miles.
Harris survived, of course, and so might the rules. Ramp thinks the raft requirement will reappear in other Coast Guard rulemaking in the not-too-distant future, possibly as early as a year from now. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.